If you are new, please subscribe to our 15minutes.today 通勤学英语 podcast, because that's where we actually started off. 其实这大家如果没有听我们的 podcast, 对我们 podcast 不熟悉的话，其实我们不是native 在 Clubhouse 上面的，其实我们是通勤学英语 podcast 衍生出来的一个单元。那今天的这个单元呢，主要就是可以让我们跟这个有个管道呢，可以跟我们的通勤家族们，跟我们的通勤学英语的粉丝们呢，大家一起互动，然后创造一个空间呢，可以让大家一起来练习英文。然后如果你觉得你的英文并不是特别好，然后你想用中英混杂的，我们也可以，没有问题。对，那如果你想来挑战你自己的，我们也会欢迎。然后呢，想来闲聊的，我们也非常非常欢迎，都欢迎大家来多开口讲英文。好，那除了这个之外呢，要跟大家公告一下，就是我刚刚跟 Angel 啊就一直提到 vocab, 对不对？这就是最近呢，之前呢，我们这个通勤学英语其实一直有一个单元叫 vocab, 就是精选词汇，然后我们就从一个单字词汇出发，然后其实最主要的是让大家可以在我们的节目里面呢听到一个最，就好像在你桌子旁边那一桌隔壁桌的样子齁，就是有外国人在聊天，然后让你可以用这样子好像旁听的这种方式，旁听别人在聊天的方式，我们用最自然最聊天的方式，其实都没有搞的，都没有 read 过的齁，这样子来聊天，然后让大家觉得说好像就是让自己可以环绕在这样子沉浸全音的这种聊天的环境，那让大家顺便听一下我们对不同的事情啊、时事的一些讨论啊跟想法这样子。那这个节目呢会在我们的每周三上架，那也欢迎大家来给我们一些建议。那如果有一些主题大家想听的话呢，或是想听一些我们闲聊什么样的议题或主题呢，其实都很欢迎来信到我们的 ask15mins@gmail.com。我们都会接收这个。那其实最近这个 vocab 一上了以后呢，很多人啊就会我们有一些听众已经来问这个跟读单元怎么样啊，然后 vocab 怎么样啊等等的，还有 live 啊，其实越来越多踊跃的通勤家族已经在我们底下留言，其实非常非常欢迎大家踊跃留言啦。那我们才知道说其实大家喜欢听的是什么，或者是说有什么听到我们讲到哪一些重点你觉得有兴趣的，其实你的回应呢或者是你的留言呢也会帮助你的记忆力齁，在底下跟我们互动这样子。其实多互动多使用呢，英文就会变成你的第二超能力。是的。好。Then let's get the show on the road today. So today we are talking about other ways to say. So it's a series that we have created to help everybody expand their vocabulary. 其实还有别的说法，其实我们这个系列呢就是换句话说系列，如果今天我不讲 interesting, 还有什么字可以代替 interesting 呢？因为有些人就是不知道 Angel 有没有发现说，其实我们 non-verbal cues, non-verbal responses, 跟一个人聊天，然后我们在这个 non-verbal response 就会说interesting, 然后呢你看一个晚上就 interesting 50次，就没有其他的词汇了。Yes, interesting, that's nice. 然后这样子，所以这个 interesting 呢，我今天挑 interesting 是为了这个啦，就是说让你让大家可以换个字。好，在不管是 non-verbal responses 或者在形容something is interesting 的时候呢，可以用一些同义字来，别的同义字来使用这样子。那另外一个字呢就是I think this pertains to what we actually need in the world today. And I think after you've been to Angel, you've been to the concert, so Ame has been a big advocate for being kind and bringing love to the world. So I think kind is a great word.好，就善良这个字 ,being kind to others, kind, 这件事情不是one kind, two kind, 不是每个类别的那个 kind, 这个 or different kinds, 这样子的东西并不是，是 kind, 是一个人的个人特质，就是善良。所以呢这两个字呢就有比较搭上最近的一些时事的想法了。所以我们有 interesting and kind, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Yes, right.Just to quickly answer CT there. Oh, CT, Clubhouse is only on Mondays, and then Wednesday it's on the podcast. Yeah. So if you go to our podcast, 通勤学英语, you will be able to find that Wednesday we have the new show being uploaded every Wednesday. All right. And FYI to all of you guys, to our audience, that this, if you don't happen to catch one of these sessions with us, 如果大家没有办法及时的可以参与，比如说像今天晚上九点钟，可能你不方便啦，带小孩啦，或者是这个还在加班啦等等的，你如果哪一天呢没有办法参加我们的这个九点钟的这个 session， 其实没有关系，因为我们呢会稍微做一些修整，然后呢在这个下个礼拜呢，在一个礼拜以内呢，我们就会把它整修变成我们的周末的 podcast， 所以周末呢你就可以拿来做复习啦，这样子。那不过呢，因为我们通常在这边聊的东西比较多，所以整修的东西可能你只得到精华，齁、哦。所以呢还是最及时的互动还是在星期一晚上。那就欢迎大家踊跃的来参加，然后也欢迎大家踊跃的使用 Clubhouse 这个 app， 非常非常好用，底下有这个举手的功能，所以等一下呢我们有分享时间，也欢迎大家踊跃举手来聊天或发言或分享。 OK， So coming back to the topic, what are the other ways to say something is interesting? So interesting, 有趣呢是一个 adjective. So what is another word for interesting? Angel, take it away. We've got the first word.
Fascinating.
So Angel, what is fascinating these days?
Ami's concert.
Come on, don't rub it in our face. Stop it. I couldn't get a ticket.
Sorry.
你看没有买票的 Patty， 你会觉得很气吗？你看没有买票的，买抢不到票的，对不对？一直在讲阿妹阿妹阿妹的，真的是
牙切
齿，真的是你没看我在跺脚，真的是不能让我老婆知道你有抢到阿妹的票，她会觉得我没用。And I will never hear the end of it.
Okay.
Patty 会喜欢去参加这个阿妹的 concert 吗
？No，
是因为是不喜欢 concert 还是不喜欢群聚
？Both，
听到 Angel 讲那个 1922就觉得哇，心凉了一半。Oh yeah, but I guess it won't faze us. It doesn't really affect us that much because we are recording remotely.就是我们现在是远端录音嘛，所以其实并不会导致大家这个严格上来讲，在这边群聚不会192不会打电话来啦。
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say. All right, so Ame is a fascinating person, right? She's fascinating because she has done a lot of interesting work, right? She changed her style of singing and she changed her style of performance and she's evolved. So she's a fascinating artist.We can say that, right? So the sample sentence here, yesterday we went to a fascinating new cafe. Yeah, new cafes are kind of cool, but they're not fascinating to us because in Taipei or around Taiwan, there are so many fascinating new cafes every day. So that's sort of the normal now, really. But yes. So I would say fascinating would be something that's really, really cool. That's really, really hip. That's really, really different. So fascinating, yes, in that regard.Yeah. Next word.
Striking.
Yes. Like in the bowling alley. Strike.
A strike.
Yeah. No, actually, that's a different strike. Not the baseball strike, not the bowling alley strike. No, this is striking. When something is striking, the adjective, it means it's just outstanding. It stands out. It stands out.Yes. So here the sample sentence say, her makeup was very striking. So for Ame's performance, if we you know, use that concert again, or Ame's performance again, in order to perform on stage, she needs stage makeup, right? And the stage makeup has to be striking.
Striking.
Yes. So J-Lo...Yeah?
J-Lo, can we change striking as in stunning?
Yes, you can. Stunning also means beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, so stunning also means beautiful. Stunning makeup, that's great. But striking is not like beautiful, but more like it's outstanding. It stands out. So, for example, you go to a dance, okay, or you go to a party with KP and...You know, you know, and he sees this girl with striking makeup.
Oh.
You know, it's not to say that all the other ladies don't have good makeup on, but this particular lady had a striking makeup.
Striking.
Yeah. Outstanding. Yes. So that's what artists have to wear, striking makeup when they go on stage, because there's stage lighting, there's everything. Their dresses has to dazzle, and, you know, they have to perform. They have to catch your eye. So it has to be striking, yes. So the next word that's not exactly synonymous to interesting, but it can be used in a variety of situations where we can talk about, we can use instead of interesting. And the next word is?
Buzzworthy.
Buzzworthy. So worthy of buzz, that's what it means. Something that is worthy of buzz. So what is buzz? Bzzz. Not to infinity and beyond. Not that buzz. 不是八字光年的那个 buzz. 对对对，那个也是 buzz， 那个不一样。对对对，这个 buzz 呢，我们在通常在讲 buzz 这个字呢， it's like the sound of a bee, like bzzz. So it, again, it catches your attention. It's referring to what people are talking about. 你知道蜜蜂就是这样，它如果没有扇动它的翅膀的时候，它如果一只扇动它的翅膀，下一只就会 bzzz, 下一只就会 bzzz, 下一只就会 bzzz, 它就大群体会 bzzz 这样子。要不然就是大家都不扇动翅膀，对对对对对，所以这个是有一点可以用这样子来记，就是说 if something is a buzz or a buzz word, okay, or somebody is creating a buzz, 那个 buzz 不是被电到的那个 zzz, 是有点像蜜蜂在挥翅膀的那种 zzz, 就是它会有一个声音，然后是等于大家都在讨论，大家都在使用的那种感觉。So worthy of buzz 就是 something that is 值得讨论 okay, something that people like to discuss. Okay, and sample sentence there, Angel?
He even paid employees to find buzzworthy stories for him to tweet.
Yes, so what is a buzzworthy story today, Angel? 我们最近有什么值得讨论的故事吗 Patty?
值得讨论的故事。
对呀、啊，问 P， 你知道这个问题问 P 对不对？跟问 Angel 就会不一样的答案。因为问 P 的话呢，可能我刚刚在猜，就是 Elon Musk 对不对？我们男生都会对这个比较想讨论 Elon Musk， 然后讨论股票啦、科技啦，对不对？男生，所以最近值得讨论就是为什么 Elon Musk 要买 Twitter？ 对，上个礼拜我已经被问 N 次了。
他不限制言论自由。
对呀、啊，对呀、啊，你看我们讲 podcast 的讲，就看到他买 Twitter 就觉得心里很爽，对不对？言论自由嘛，所以这个他很猛，他又是世界上最有钱的人，然后又可以任性，然后人转的又不是太歪，对不对？又那么帅，钢铁人，
很帅啊。
对啊。No, to be honest, I mean, he was born in South Africa, so yeah, he grew up in South Africa. Yeah, and so yeah, he's a smart guy. Yeah, buzzworthy. But for Angel, I think something that is buzzworthy would be other things, right?
Yes.
Yes, for ladies, it'll be something else.
Something else.
Yes, what's buzzworthy?
Like, new cafe opened in the area.
New cafe. Fascinating new cafes. 我们再又回到跟吃喝有关。其实在台湾吃喝就是很重要啦。对。可是女生我在想说，我本来在想说这个 Angel 会讲到 fashion 这一块哦。就是我们都知道 Victoria's Secret 已经没有了嘛，对不对？
嗯。
对。可是 Kim Kardashian 最近卖了，她在推她的内衣，然后找了以前就是十大有名的那个 Victoria's Secret Angels 回来 model、wow. 对、
oh.
回来代言对
哇、
wow. 所以蛮厉害的、
完了完了我真的没有 follow 到这个 news
没有关系对
我 Now I know
对所以他的 Kim Kardashian 新的内衣系列叫 Skims S-K-I-M-S
Skims
对然后是肉色的他卖肉色的内衣然后找、
wow.
然后找 Victoria's Secret models 跟他自己一起代言这样 还蛮厉害的，
好厉害
啊，很厉害，很厉害，很厉害。对，就是 Victoria's Secret model， 就是他们已经这么多年已经都不见了，然后还是很厉害。对，那个那种就是敬业程度还是很可怕，感觉都没在吃饭的。
啊，
对，因为里面最大只的就是 Kim Kardashian。Yeah, she's the biggest of them all.
Yeah, he's the biggest.
Yes, and I mean it in a different way too. Not only in physique, but I mean she's the boss, right, of the brand.
She's the boss. Of
yes, she's the big cheese.
She's the big cheese.
She's the big cheese, and pun intended on the big. All right, 如果再讲下去，等一下我就会被那个了。等一下，后面会被扒头。好了，
扒头。
Yes, yes, yes. Shouldn't be talking about that. 对，不会跟大家讲说，其实那个 Victoria's Secret 的那个 Facebook fan page， 就算他们 brand 已经都倒了，对不对？我还是在那边猛按赞，有没有？没有，真的很厉害。就是他们的那个展示啊，跟那个花样，其实真的是很厉害的。Yes.
真的， yeah.
对。It's a pity they didn't get to come and expand their market, you know, expand and open stores in Asia. It's just a pity. 他们就没有过来。
Yeah, 对。So sad.
All right. So next word. Let's move on to the next word, Angel.
Okay. Intriguing.
Intriguing. Something that is intriguing. Yes. And this is often...used for books and stories. So my grandfather told me an intriguing story about his childhood last week. Something like that. So intriguing subject or intriguing story. Yes. 比如说 interesting 呢，他说哦，这个很有趣。其实 interesting 就是用久了就会有一点无聊，它就是 interesting。可是 intriguing 是它让你变成有兴趣。对，它不是本身，因为有趣有很多种有趣嘛，有一种是很娱乐的有趣，哦、，it's funny， right？ 那一种，哦、，it's entertaining， right？ 那这个 intriguing 呢，是让你就是被吸进去的那种感觉，就是 it strikes your interest， 它会 pique your interest， 所以你会越看越有趣，或越听越有趣这样子。Yes， it sort of sucks you in. So the sample sentence: He found an intriguing subject for the future research.所以 subject 这个题目啦故事啦其实用 intriguing 都不错。对。
intriguing。
intriguing, yes. 可是呢用在人身上。If we use it to describe a person, oh, Patty is an intriguing person, that's seldom used like that. You know, Patty can be an interesting person, but may not be an intriguing person.
intriguing person.
Yeah. Well, Peggy can do something that's intriguing to us.他做的事情或他讲的一个题目或他的行为让我们哇变成越来越有趣对越有兴趣去探讨。可是我们不可以拿来比较少用再拿来这个形容一个人。Yeah, so you guys can keep that. All right. Yes, and moving on, next word is also a verb on its own. Yeah?
It's gripping.
Gripping. So what is a grip? G-R-I-P.
Guitar, is it?
Grip is a guitar?
Grip is, you are holding something, right?
You are holding something.
Yeah.
Grip. Yes. 所以呢我们打 tennis 的时候对不对老师就会 adjust your grip. Your coach would adjust your grip. If you play golf, your golf coach would adjust your grip as well. So grip 是抓住握住的意思嘛、Yes.Right.
So grip your heart.
Yeah, something like that. So there we go. So this is the way. Grip on its own is a verb, right? To grab something. So gripping as an adjective means this thing grabs your attention. It grabs your mind. It grabs something from you. So usually, you know, in an intangible term, like it grabs your emotions, right? It's gripping. So emotionally, it took you. It took your emotions.So the sample sentence here, I found the book so gripping that I couldn't put it down. So the book and the stories it was telling was so gripping. Okay. But for horror movies are generally gripping. It makes you grab your seat, right?
Yes.
Okay. 所以我们像恐怖电影啊，去看恐怖片的时候，有时候你就抓着那个扶手抓得很紧，对不对？ So you're gripping, you're holding onto your seat. 所以呢，这个 So most horror stories are gripping. Yes. 所以他在恐惧的这一端，这个频谱也可以，或者是说他倒过来在那种就是很催泪的那一种 It's gripping. 也可以，对对，很感动的那种也可以。Yes.Yeah, so on opposite spectrums, okay? So I found the book so gripping that I couldn't put it down. So gripping, something that is gripping. You guys can think about it. 所以我们在分享这些字的时候呢，我们通勤家族可以大家想一下哦。Fascinating 当然比较常听到 ,striking 也常听到 ,buzzworthy 还可以看看什么样的主题。那 intriguing 呢通常都是东西啊事情跟是物品哦不会是人。那 gripping 呢也是事情跟东西也不会说 ,oh, Patty is a gripping man. That's kind of weird. So no, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't work.、哦、通常不是这样子用的。So,stories can be gripping. The movie, one of the scenes in the movie can be gripping.Okay. And of course, the next word, which is, again, one of the more common words and commonly used is, Angel?
Amusing.
So what can be amusing or what is amusing today?
Game.
Mm. You got that. You know, I was waiting for you to say that. And which game did we discuss a while back?
Elden Ring.
Elden Ring is an amusing game, right? It's an amusing game. 所以呢，它这个 amusing 呢，这个它跟 interesting 也是同义字。它虽然也是有趣，可是这个有趣是跟玩乐的那种有趣有关。它变成 amusing 是好玩。所以呢，我们讲 theme park. What is another word for theme parks?
Amusement park.
Amusement 就是给你娱乐的，对不对？给你 amused.Amuse you, a park that amuses you. So, amuse 就会变成你好玩，而不是那种哦智商，或者是说那种心里面觉得有趣，它是真的好玩的那种有趣。Yeah, it's fun, right? Amusement park, fun park. All right. So, sample sentence, she writes amusing articles about politicians. Okay, there's nothing amusing about politicians, so let's move on. Okay, so another word. So, amusing and the next word, and the last word for interesting here, related to interesting today, is entertaining.
Entertaining.
Yeah, amusing and entertaining can be used interchangeably. Yeah, because it's all fun, right? It's all about fun. Interesting in a fun way.Right. Sample sentence there, Angel?
The book is short but entertaining.
The book is short but entertaining. Yes. Entertaining. So, Patty, what do you do for entertainment in your spare time? Yeah. 你怎么样娱乐你自己呢？你平时都怎么样娱乐呢？ How do you entertain yourself in the spare time?Usually that thing or that activity is entertaining to you.There we go.
Watching YouTube.
So watching YouTube for Petty is an entertaining activity. 我们就可以这样子用。It's an entertaining activity. 来形容它这个活动是有趣的、好玩的、有娱乐性的。So watching YouTube. Yes, Petty. So would you recommend us something to watch on YouTube tonight? What are you watching these days?
胡子
Channel. Is its channel name?
Channel is 胡子.
胡子. So what is this channel about?
It's like handmade and something to test everything.
So they make something by hand. So it's like a DIY channel. Okay.Interesting. DIY channels, cooking channels are very popular and they are also very entertaining. Yes. Right.
胡子.
Interesting. So there you go, guys. 胡子. 今天晚上睡觉前睡不着的时候就看看胡子. It's an entertaining channel. Entertaining YouTube channel. Right. That's how you can use it. Alrighty. Moving on. So we just covered interesting. All the words related to interesting, that is fascinating, striking, buzzworthy, intriguing, gripping, amusing, and entertaining. So I want you guys to think about this. 所以当我们每次都讲到新的字的时候，或者是你不常用的字的时候， the best way to remember it is to use it. OK, 我们尽量，我们其实非常提倡直接使用它，其实不用去死背这些。所以各位可以想看看哦，就说最近的人事物啦，时事啦，你最近的遭遇啦，最近有一些家里面的故事啦，工作上的故事等等的，看有哪一件事情是gripping, amusing, entertaining, 然后你就拿来造句就对了。这样子呢，想久了以后呢，其实就把它融入到生活里面。下一次呢，想到这件事就会记得 amusing, 或记得 entertaining, 其实就不用死背。Okay? So moving on to the word that we need, that everybody has, and that we need to actually put out more is kind. Kind. Yes.So, Angel, who would you consider a kind person? What kind of person is kind?
She's willing to help others.
Somebody who's willing to help others is kind.
Yes.
Okay. So, you help others, and that means you are kind.
I am.
How do you be kinder?
Be kinder?
Yes. What's the next level of kind?
Next level?
Yeah. First level, be willing to help.
Yes.
Next level?
To be sympathy.
To have sympathy? Yes. To be sympathetic? Sympathetic. Okay. Sympathetic. Very nice. So sympathetic means you feel for other people, right? If other people are in pain, you try and feel the same.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you
put myself in other's shoes.
You put yourself in other's shoes, or yes, figuratively speaking, please don't do that. Yes. If you do that physically, yeah, you know, athlete's foot, maybe not. Okay. So anyways, you have to put yourself in other people's position, right? You know, be considerate in that regard. So sympathetic, very nice. And what else? What's the next level? Kindest.
Kindest. Oh, the kindest.
Mm-hmm.
Warm-hearted? Yeah.
Okay. You know, if we don't have a fever, you know, the whole body is at 36. So kind of warm. You know, our body operates at 36 degrees, so it's kind of warm. It's okay. It's pretty warm. Yes.
The kindest.
Yes.You know, warm-hearted is more like kind, right? I mean, that's sort of a generic thing. Like if you help people, you're sort of warm.
Generous?
Okay. So if you are willing to help, and if you are sympathetic, and then at the same time you are generous, you are like just kind, you know, kindest. Yeah, you are kindest. So generous, what does generous mean?
Generous means
pity, borrow me $1 million.
That's generous.
No, that's just wrong. It's not generous. It's wrong. 跟 pity 借钱那个才不是慷慨，好吧？对，那 pity 直接拿100万砸我脸，那叫慷慨。要我开口跟他借，那不叫慷慨。No. Okay, just kidding here. Kidding aside, so being generous means you're giving.Right? 我们刚刚讲 being willing to help, right? That's the one thing.
Yes.
But now generous means being giving, like you are willing to share and give to people. Yes, and that could be in a variety of ways, right? So Petty is a generous person. He always offers help and he's willing to share whatever he has. So he's a very generous person.Okay, so it's nothing about the money per se. It's about the willingness to share and give.Yeah, 是那个起心动念哦，对 ，willing to share 这样子，对，所以我们不要搞错。Oh, he's so generous. 就是 my grandpa is so generous. He left me a lot of money. 那不是 generous. 嘿，对，阿公留下来的遗产，那个不是慷慨哦，那跟慷慨一点都没关系。所以我们的有时候我们的这个 我们形容的方式，中文形容的东西跟英文的方式比较不一样，所以在这边要跟大家强调一下，用这么多种不同的例子让大家去就是换一下英文脑这样子。 OK, so we actually covered, Angel just covered the first three words for kind. Sympathetic. So Jill was a sympathetic listener. So Jill is a great listener, and she will feel for youAt the same time, while she is listening to you. Right. And then, of course, the next word, warm-hearted or large-hearted or good-hearted. She is a good, warm-hearted woman. So, like I said, you know, warm-hearted and kind, yeah, you know, you're just kind. That's sort of just kind. Yes. And then, of course, we get to generous, which is kankai. And it was generous of somebody to lend me his money.Not a great sentence, but again, sure. Yeah, if you are a friend in need, yes. So the saying goes, you know, it's a friend who helps you in need, right? A friend in need is a friend indeed. That means, you know, only when a friend helps you at the time you needed him the most, he's a real friend, okay?所以这个 generous 应该是跟那个比较像啦，就是说在你最需要帮忙的时候，朋友伸出援手。
援手。
对对 对, 对，所以大家都身边一定要有一个小叮当，因为他就伸出援手。对。
很重要。
对，伸出援手，没错。And that, by the way, that was the first joke I learned from a little kid when I first came back. 我回来台湾的第一个笑话就是这个，因为被小朋友讲问倒了。对，他就跟我讲笑话，然后我笑不出来。对，就小叮当伸出援手这件事情我笑不出来，我不懂，我那时候真的完全听不懂，那后面才慢慢融入。对对对对对，所以你看我要怎么样记得这个笑话呢，就是偶尔要就是想办法插进来用这样子，那你就会记得了。 OK, that's how I usually use itOkay, but we get to other words too, beyond generous, beyond warm-hearted, beyond sympathetic. We also have, Angel?
Amiable.
This is kind of a rare word, but it is, yeah. It's kind of old, right? It's in like Jane Eyre, Pride and Prejudice, you know, those classics.
Wow.
就经典的著作里面Amiable, yeah. Yeah.
Amiable.
Yes. And they would use words like that, you know, Charles Dickens. So it's not commonly used today because, you know, it's not just not a cool word anymore. But it's nice to know. So amiable means you are friendly, you are nice, you're approachable. But today, most of the people like to say relatable or approachable. Yeah. You know,
approachable, relatable,
yeah. Okay. But again, how does this relate to kind? 就是你是善良的人，你就可以让人家亲近嘛，人家就可以跟你比较近一点，这样子的感觉，so amiable. So he seemed an amiable young man. So this guy is an amiable young man. Yes, we are all amiable in Taiwan, most people. Very, very much down to earth. All right. And the next word, considerate.Considerate. That's what Angel likes. Yes.
Considerate.
Yes. Right. Must be one of the top qualities of KP.
It's hard to say.
It's okay. I'm sorry. I went the wrong way again.
Yeah, again.
Yes. Okay. 这哪壶不开提哪壶啊。好，换下一个题目。Considerate. 以为女生最在意的都是这 considerate 嘛，对不对？Being a considerate man.
It's very important.
Very important, yes.
Yeah, it's a must.
所以怎么样才是一个 considerate man 呢？Yeah. What do men like us have to do to make us considerate?
Like you offer something that she hadn't even thought of that.
No, I'll give you a better one.
Okay.
Put the toilet seat down after we are done.
That's so considerate.
Yeah, there we go. You see? I know what ladies want.
I mean, this is so basic, right?
Yeah, I know, but we don't do it.
Why? It's a
That's us guys. 就被我老婆教育了，有没有？你知道吗？就是这个，我可以做到这一点，他就会把就给我一个 naughty badge， 就是给我一个可爱宝宝贴纸。Good job， 这样。Good job， 他是这样子训练我的。
十颗苹果。
Yes， 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 就是可以集了十个星星，可以换一个什么东西这样。对，这个是我老婆这样把我训练出来的，因为以前自己一个人住太久了。就觉得 like whatever, it's okay. Yeah. And then when we started living together, it's, you know, it's a totally different thing. Yes.
Consider it.
Yes. So, I mean, you know, while we were dating, I was considerate because I paid, right? and now we're married, I'm considerate if I put the toilet seat down the right way. See, I'm still considerate.
So the saying goes,
you grow, right? You grow. You grow together as husband and wife. 所以有时候觉得就他有时候也是觉得哇，怎么以前感觉你很 man， 然后现在跟小朋友一样，怎么会这样子？
Oh.
对，所以我们家就是有个大宝，没办法。That's the way it is. 对，他就说我们家大宝，对。没办法
kind of sweet, right?
因为他觉得说他还要 training 我就是 put the toilet seat down. It's a big thing for her. It's like, how could you? And I'm like, I lived alone by myself for like 10 years.
10 you know? years.
Yeah, for 10 years. You know, I lived the free life. Right? Until Elon Musk had to buy Twitter out for freedom of speech. Yeah, she's fighting all our rights for all men. Yeah.Anyway, so that's considerate. 讲到 considerate 就有很多这种男生女生互相觉得的这种 considerate 啊，齁。所以这个刚刚跟大家讲一些笑话，就是可以用这些方式呢，自己身边的人事物跟自己的亲身经历来去思考一些这些字哦。跟这些字联想了以后呢，你很难忘记它了，齁。considerate, 对。好，下一个 gentle.
Gentle.
Joe is such a gentle, loving boy. Yes, don't we all love gentle people?
Yes, we do.
Yes.、Mm-hmm. Right. So what's the difference between gentle and kind?
Gentle and kind. If you are kind, you are not necessary to be a sweet person. But if you are gentle, you are tend to be a sweet person.
Okay, so for Angel, if you are kind, then you don't need to be sweet, but you're just nice to people. You sort of, you have that quality, right? Nice to being willing to help. But、yes. if you are gentle, that means when you help people, you have that sweetness, extra sweetness.、
Yes.
Okay, so one is a quality before anything happens, and one is something that you do that will make people describe you as gentle.就做了以后才会变 gentle 嘛，
没错、
就是说他什么都不做的话，没办法 gentle 啊。
Of course， 对，没有错，
对嘛哈？因为如果比如说你没有看到这个男生对长辈很 gentle、很温柔的那个态度，你没有办法讲说他很 gentle，
很 gentle，
对不对？不行。可是
gotta be some actions。
Yes， 可是他如果这个人很有同情心、很同理心，他可以说，我们可以还至少还可以说他 he's a kind guy。He's a kind person, 对。So that's also an interesting way to look at these words, you know, when you can describe person or thing as gentle, 对。然后呢，这个 gentle 呢，如果说我们就以这个温柔这个定义来讲呢，这个除了人格 gentle 这一块以外，这个去这个按摩的时候，对，我通常都会请 the masseuse, you know, I would tell the masseuse to be a little bit more gentle, yes.You will get extra tips if you don't make me hurt, right? Yes, if you don't hurt me, thank you very much. You will get a big tip. 对, so that's gentle, another kind of gentle. Yes, I had a very gentle masseuse today. 对, 今天的按摩师非常温柔，很 OK 的这样子。Yes, yeah, that's gentle. Last word of tonight, gracious. Gracious.Gracious, yeah. He was gracious enough to invite us to his home. Gracious. So what is gracious? Not Princess Grace Kelly. Yeah, but very close. You know, it has to do with grace, right?
Grace.
If you have grace, you have class, you have, you are, you know, warm, you are nice, you still, you have class, right? So if you're gracious, you are doing something classy. You know, you're doing something that, that is classy, that is loved by people. Gracious. Yes.
Gracious. Hmm.
Yes. So here the sample sentence say, he was gracious enough to invite us to his home. So he was nice enough. So usually he doesn't invite people to his house, but this time around he was gracious enough to invite us. Yes. He went out of his way. He doesn't normally do this. Okay. 所以这是非常亲切或很有善意的这个很特别的待遇. He was very gracious. Okay.
Gracious.
Yes. Right. So, guys, thanks for joining us today. And we have covered the words related to interesting. And then let me quickly recap the words related to kind. We have sympathetic. We have warm-hearted or good-hearted or large-hearted. I wouldn't go for large-hearted per se, personally, no. Generous, we have amiable, considerate, gentle, and gracious. Yes. And I just wanted to say hi to everybody who's joined us while we were talking just now. Yiting, Johnny, Joey, Camilla, Shen Vincento, Feifei, Becky, Kaylin. Good to see you guys again tonight. And Hal, Nancy, S, Sandy, HC, Coco, Sabrina, Sam, Kent, Robert, Alyssa. Good to have you guys with us. Yeah, great to have you. Yes, gracious. Right. Oh, and Doris, if you want to ask us how to spell the word, it's available up in the pinned link. 我们上面自定有个连结，你可以点进去，我们都把今天所有有聊到的字都放在里面。那欢迎你来参加我们的通勤英语直播室咯。 对，如果是新手的话呢，还第一次来参加的话呢，欢迎可以加入我们的通勤学英语的podcast。之后呢，你也可以来复习，透过我们的podcast来复习今天的session。那另外就是，这些这个在我们的官网呢，www.15mins.today，sorry，www.15mins.today是我们的官网的URL，yeah。 What am I saying? Like, 哇，太多这个网址背在脑袋里面，你知道，就像 keyword 跟那个 password 跟 login 一样，哦，太多了，现在太耗脑力了。Yes, all right. So you're welcome there, Doris and Mary. Yes, and glad to have you guys on board. 欢迎来参加我们的直播室哦，还有我们还有 podcast 等等，所以你可以尽情的享受我们的这个内容哦。然后。 如果有什么主题呢，或者议题想要我们讨论的话呢， 也欢迎我们的通勤家族可以来信到 ask15mins@gmail.com， 可以来信给我们。那我们就或者是你有什么学习英文相关的问题啊， 我们就可以在这个live session的时候呢， 来跟大家分享这样子。 好，那我们今天讲到这里， 通常我们的live session最后呢， 其实听我们主持人讲对不对都没有意思， 其实就我们会讲啊， 对不对? 那我们再来呢, 就是我们有一个, we're going to open the floor to all our audience, to our 15 Minutes fam. 我们现在在分享时间呢, 今天的分享时间, you can share, you can tell a story about a friend or a family member who is interesting or kind. Yeah, talk about this person who's interesting or kind that comes to mind. Or you're welcome to pick four words from tonight of what we shared tonight. To make sentences, you can come and share with us and tell us a story, right? And so in the next 10 to 20 minutes about, we're going to start inviting people. So feel free, if this is your first time using Clubhouse, 如果大家对Clubhouse不熟悉哦, 其实可以看一下右下方的这个工具列这边有一只手手, 那个手手就是来上来可以跟我们 分享一下，那我们这个分享时间呢，就是为了大家所设置的，所以欢迎大家踊跃的来分享，欢迎来举手。那我们先找一些volunteer，好不好？ Yes, Casey says, "What an exciting topic!" Yes, Casey. Yes, you can make it anything you like. Yeah, interesting or kind, right? You're welcome to. Why can't I find the word buzzworthy in the dictionary? Eric says. Eric, because it's a made-up word. It's a compound noun. Yeah, buzzworthy. Worthy of buzz. Yes. So it's not, well, I wouldn't say it's not a word in the dictionary. It's just not all dictionaries carry, need to carry words like that. Yes. 所以呢它很多呢是复合的名词哦变成一个新的词这样子。所以 buzz 跟 worthy 嘛对不对那两个装在一起就变成新的字了这样子。Yes. Right. Worthy of buzz.So I'm going to throw some invites around and see if you guys want to come and chat to us, all right? 所以我们通勤家族欢迎来踊跃举手咯要不然我就丢一些邀请然后邀请大家来聊一聊啦好不好 Yes, and Kaylin, and Kent, Alyssa, Johnny, Robert, Morris, how are you guys doing? Sandy. I'm just going to throw a few invites around, okay? Just...Yeah. Kidoki, 35. Eric. Sandy. Okay. Sabrina. Oh, here you guys go. Kaylin, Eating, and Eric. How are you guys tonight? Good to have you.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Ian and Joe.
Hi, Yiting. How are you recently? Haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, a little bit busy, but today I'm starting work from home.
Oh.
Maybe we're around 2 weeks.
Okay. Yes. I see. Are you excited to work from home?
A little bit, because I normally take 50 minutes to go to work.
So really? 50 really minutes?
Nice. Yes, really okay. Nice. I can sleep to the last second.
Very nice. Great. So you can sleep in a little bit longer, right?
Yes.
You can sleep in now. Nice. Good. Good. I'm happy for you. Yes. If your company has work from home policies, it's always great to, you know, to be able to sort of change it up.Right? You don't have to always go to the office and you can stay home a little bit. But obviously, I know what's happening now to us. We are sort of forced to work from home. It's not something you can apply with a company. But yes, you know, enjoy it like a semi-holiday. All right?
Mm.
Nice. Thanks very much, Yiting. We'll come back to you. Kaylin, how are you tonight?
Hi.
Yes, Kaylin.
Good evening.
Good evening. So, Kaylin...Yes. Are you also working from home? Staying at home? Yes, being safe?
Studying at home.
Yes. And how's it going with your studies?
I'm still working on it.
Okay. Are you progressing? Because the last time we heard, you know, you were doing great. So are you doing even better?
Not really.
Oh, all right.Well, keep at it, all right? Keep working at it. Okay. And sometimes you hit a wall, and it happens to all of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it, okay? Great to have you too, Kaylin and Yiting. So the time for you guys is you either tell a story about a friend or family member who's interesting, or you pick four words. What is it for you tonight? What would you like to go for, Kaylin and Yiting?Yes, Kaylin.
Yeah, I can go first.
You want to go first? Perfect. Shoot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting things.
Something interesting. All right, you're going to share something interesting.
In last year, my family and I went camping.We have some friends with us, and we do some activities like the water bowl, and we play the game. It's like the squash game in the movie, and we had 50 people there.
Really? Wow, what a big party.
It's like a family and my friend's family and some friends.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
So it's like a huge, just like a camping.
Okay. It's like a camping outing that you guys had. Very nice.
Yeah. And my aunt and I have to prepare the food for 50 person.
Seriously? So, just the two of you?
No, no. I have a lot of aunts and some...
Oh, all your aunts. Your aunts and you, including you, helped out. Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah. Wow, and I'm like, oh, my aunt and I did everything for 50 people. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that doesn't sound like a party at all. Okay.
It's quite interesting for me.
Okay.
It is a lot of children there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of children. I have 9 cousins.
You have 9 cousins. What a huge family.
I have 9 cousins and a sister. So it's a big party.
Very nice. So would you say it's interesting or was it entertaining or amusing? More like fun. Or was it interesting? Yeah. Think about it. Would you consider it more amusing than interesting?
More amusing? Yeah, it's like...
More fun, amusing. Right? More fun.
Yes.
More fun. More fun, yes. So you can describe it as opposed to interesting. You can also use amusing, right? It was an amusing party for you. It was different. Yeah. But if a party is interesting, then you would have to compare to boring parties. You know, partying with my classmates are boring, but, you know, partying with my family is more interesting. So you see the comparison there? Yeah. But if you want to say, oh, I had a fun time, it was more amusing, it was more entertaining, it was a great time, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So if you hear me, like if this is how my wife understands me now. 如果我现在老婆她就讲电话，然后她跟我讲事情，然后就我就讲interesting. 如果我开始讲 interesting 的时候，她就知道我其实没有在 pay attention， 我只在敷衍她。对，因为 interesting 就是哦，好像很有趣，对。其实根本就是我讲不出。对外国人来讲 ，you know, for Westerners, you to compliment.Or to really respond to somebody, you have to be very specific. 就是要打到那个点。如果这件事情其实没有特别有趣，那你讲 interesting, 他就你只是在敷衍他。Yeah. So for your to respond to the party that you just mentioned, it sounds like a whole lot of fun, right? So it's not just an interesting party. It's more than that. So it's more fun. I would say more amusing or an entertaining party. And of course, you working, you cooked.Right? You were working with all your aunts and that was entertaining for you as well. That was fun.
So amusing is more than interesting.
I would say more amusing is more like fun than like something fun. Is interesting. Yes.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Yes. You're welcome. Yeah. Eating. Yes.
Hi.
Yeah. So eating, what is it? Are you going to share us a story?Or are you just going to make sentences?
I'm going to share a story about kind.
Ooh, very nice. We had one interesting, one story about interesting, and then now we need a story for kind. Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
So I'm sharing about a story,
my
friend. Yes, because I am depressed about my work situation around 3 or 4 months.And have no appetite for a long time. So when my bestie...
You have had no appetite for a long time?
Yeah, have had no appetite for a long time.
So what are you drinking at least?
Yes. But
okay, good.
Almost eat one meal a day.
Jeez, we are jealous.
Oh, I lose my weight maybe around 9 or 10 kilo. Yes.
You know what? We have to pay to lose weight. And you don't have to pay to lose weight. So you saved a lot of money there.
Yes.
So yes, good for you. I mean, you know, kudos. But I mean, you know, let's lose weight in a healthy way, right?
Not in a healthy way.
Yeah, so try to be healthy.
Yeah. Eat more healthy and eat more food.
Yes. Very nice. Good.
Yes.
Yes.
And Goyang and my bestie, we are going to celebrate her birthday, she picked up a restaurant that was fit of my appetite.
Really?
Yes. And okay.
How did she know, by the way? How did she know that it will help you with your appetite?
She picked a lot of list and she asked me if I will like to eat this restaurant or I will like that.
Okay.
So it's very kind because it's her birthday.
It's very sweet of her. It's very sweet of her, yes.
Yes, and she's very warm-hearted that she had her birthday wish. The first wish is for me to become healthy and happy, and she wish me can my work situation can go better and better.
Wow.
And she cried for me.
Wow. She's everything that we discussed today. She's kind, she's considerate, she's gentle, right? And she's also generous, right? Did she pay for the dinner?
No. I pay for dinner.
Oh, so you're generous, not her. The least you can do. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yes. So she took care of all the other elements of being kind, and you just took care of the bill. That's very generous of you. That's very nice. Great stuff. Yes. And you guys sound like you had a great time, right?
Right. Very nice.
Nice. That's great. So tell us a little bit about the restaurant. So what food, you know, boosted your appetite?
I think it's a very pasta.
Pasta? And Italian restaurant.
Italian restaurant and with very delicious dessert.
Delicious dessert. That's what boosted your appetite.
Yes.
Very nice. Very, very nice. So what dessert was it that you can not forget, that you long for every night?
Oh.
What is the dessert that you had? Eating? Do you remember the dessert you had?
Tiramisu. Is the right pronunciation?
Tiramisu, yeah.
Yes.
So the tiramisu was amazing and that helped you with your appetite?
Yes.
Very nice. Okay. Great stuff. That's fantastic. We are also into tiramisus. Yes, but we're not going to the restaurant and eat them all up. So you're welcome to go back and boost your appetite with the tiramisu there.
Yes.
Very, very nice. Good tiramisus are hard to come by, I have to say. Yes.
Yes.
All right. So thank you very much, Yiting. That was a great story of kindness and everything. Yeah. You know, and very considerate of her to go, you know, create a short list for you to choose from. And then eventually you guys hitting it off with the right combination of food and friends. Fantastic stuff. Yes. And it was her birthday. Did you get her some gifts?
Yes,
did you get her a birthday gift?
Camera. How can I say DPN?
A film camera.
Ah, a film camera.
Did you buy the film or did you buy the camera?
I buy two films and I bought her a bag. Yes. She loved the bag.
A camera bag.
No, not a camera bag, just a fashion bag.
Really? Wow. Yes. You guys are really besties. So you bought her a film camera with two films and you bought her a bag. A handbag, a lady's bag. Very nice. Wow. Well, you ladies don't mess around. I'm glad my bestie is very cheap. You know, guys, we're just cheap. We just... 我们男生好便宜哦,怎么会这样子?就喝个啤酒就了事啦。 We just drink beer. You know, I go to Petty's house, Petty come to my house, we drink and that's it. Nothing much.
Fancy birthday.
Oh my gosh.
It was so warm.
Yes, of course. And you guys worked hard, you know, all year. So you deserve the break. A little break. 不过 Petty 是不是听起来我们男生比较便宜? 我们男生也没有什么送大礼的，对不对？送成这样子，
送车子，
送车子。哎、欸，不是，我们不是徐乃麟啊，我们干嘛送车子？我们又不是那个打麻将的秀啊，那种干嘛送车子？
没有，我想说庄老师的车开一开可能想换新的
哦，这样子的送车子。对对对，有有有有，我跟你讲，你要 talking about that 就 Patty 就知道我一比六十的车子还蛮多的，我借你开开嘿。这那个一比一的车子没有啦，一比六十的还不少台可以借你嘿，你可以下次来观赏我的车库一比六十的。Yeah，所以我们男生 generally 没有就是好兄弟们大概就是这个吃吃烧烤啊，喝喝啤酒就了事了，这样子。对对，真的这男生感觉好像没有什么爱心。 We're not kind people. We're not considerate at all. Yes, we just not kind. Just not. 完了完了，这样子这讲到这个 topic 就头痛了。其实男生要买礼物也很难啊，对，总不能买个钱包送 Patty 对不对？ Patty 那这个钱包是他，不是男生送男生钱包，这样对吗？ Is that a good gift?
It doesn't sound right.
Yeah, and I can't buy him clothes. I can't buy Patty clothes, right? 像比如说女生互买衣服啊，或者什么包什么的， It works. That's a perfect gift. 可是我突然买裤子给这个 Patty 或买衣服给 Patty，这个很奇怪，
好怪，
对不对？所以男生买 gift 很奇怪。可是呢，你总不能每，你知道 year after year I can't give Patty a pen， like 哦，去年买他送他一支笔，然后今年又送一支笔，对不对？那这个没有，就所以男生的 gift 其实还蛮奇怪的，就不容易。然后呢，就比如说3C产品，像以前可以送说哦你喜欢比如说这个 iPad 的 cover 啊或什么的，那现在收到这种礼物就觉得很没有心意啊， not very considerate, not very generous, so it's tough, it's really really tough.
Yeah,
for guys it's quite tough. So if you know, one of these days I think again for vocab, you know, gift giving is the key word that we can talk about.对不对 ？Vocab 我们就可以讨论 gift giving， 这个送礼这件事情，男生跟女生之间呢，哇塞，真的是男生很惨，送什么都不对，对，跟政府一样，就是开放跟不开放都不对，对，就是 nothing is right for us. Yes. Before we end tonight， 在我们结束今天晚上的 session 的时候呢，要再提醒大家，就是我们新的一季的 Vocab。Yes. So when do we have the episodes available, Angel, every week? Every week?
Every week.
Yes, on which day?
Every Wednesday.
On Wednesday. 所以我们记得呢，通勤家族呢来支持我们的 Vocab， 就是每周三的这个节目哦，精选词汇的节目，我们现在稍微做一点更改。所以呢，总共现在如果要 recap， 我们从头看起说，其实我们除了每日跟读单元之外，还有我们以前这个通勤家族敲碗的 vocab 又也正式回归了。然后还有我们现在的这个 live session 呢，星期一晚上我们会有这个 live session。然后其实我们也会把精华的部分呢把它变成 podcast， 让大家可以去 revise， 去 review 在 weekend 的时候。所以呢其实我们通勤学英语呢就慢慢慢慢的去完善了不同的这个节目还有一些想法。那这个就是我们好几年来一直想要往前迈进的这个进步的一个地方。那在这里呢，如果我们通勤家族有任何的想法或者是主题或者是节目建议啊，或者是想要学习英文的，想要知道说诶英文怎么学习啊等等，有些疑难杂症等等，也欢迎可以来信到我们的 ask15mins@gmail.com， 可以来信给我们，然后我们透过节目呢来跟更多的通勤家族来分享来解惑。So I guess that's time for us to call it a day. Thank you very much for joining us. And from myself, Patty and Angel, the 15 Men's moderators and hosts, we love to have you guys and we love to hear your feedback if you have any. And remember, if you guys can, listen to our podcast and go to Apple Podcast or Spotify or any of the players that you use to listen to our podcast. And remember to give us a 5-star rating. 请大家多多支持鼓励我们15 Minutes 组织群、给我们五星评论，然后呢在底下留言、让大家知道说如何、你是怎么样跟我们一起成长学习英文的呢，然后呢也可以建议大家来鼓励更多的人来一同学习英文。那我们今天就到这边，非常谢谢我们通行家族的支持， and we will catch you in the next session, which is next Monday at the same time, same place. Ciao, thank you very much you guys.